18 minutes after 2 o'clock on this beautiful Thursday. It is a wonderful day in Chicago. Here I am sitting in the studio. Over my left shoulder is a beautiful Lake Michigan, a deep blue around Navy Pier. It's a great view. I hope you're enjoying the weather and your day as well. Okay, Dr. Ngozi Ezike is here, the former director of the Illinois Department of Public Health, and she is the new president and CEO. I believe those are the correct titles for Sinai Chicago. Doctor, welcome. How are you?
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you know how, like, when Michael Jordan or a baseball slugger, they announce their retirement and then they get sort of a farewell tour around the league, everyone cheers and gives them gifts and things like that?
Yeah.
Okay, I think this is your farewell tour. So we just wanted to say thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for having me, Steve.
Listen, you didn't take very long to decompress. What's that about?
I am totally decompressing. I am enjoying being the taxi driver for the kids to golf and soccer and basketball. And I am cooking, and I'm spending a lot of time in church and prayer. I'm playing tennis, and I don't officially report for duty until the summer.
I got that right, CEO?
Yeah, president and CEO.
Fantastic.
I'm so humbled.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about that role and what you'll be doing there. But, you know, here we are, just a little bit about the pandemic, not so much about advice about current things, but just your role in it. And now that you look back, you know, it finally has occurred to me, I was expecting this pandemic to end with a bang, but it's going to be a whimper, isn't it? I mean, last summer when we took the masks off, I thought that was a big deal, but it's just sort of going to fade away now. We're not going to have that decisive moment when someone declares it over.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, this virus that we're all fully acquainted with now is never going to be gone. There's never going to not be cases of people, you know, getting acutely infected. So I think, you know, we have to keep moving forward with coexisting with it. But, you know, we're absolutely excited to have, you know, fewer people in the hospital dealing with this and it not overwhelming our hospital systems. So that is something to be grateful for and to acknowledge. But you're absolutely right. This is never going to be a, quote, done deal, check the box and move on.
When you look back at your tenure and overseeing the response to the pandemic, what is it that will stay with you the rest of your life?
You know, I think it's the relationships that I formed, the people I had the opportunity to work so closely with all throughout the state, not just my IDPH family, but, you know, the local health departments, the government officials at all levels of government, the community partners, our hospital partners, you know, churches. Like, it's just, it was such a collaborative effort, and I have made friends that I will take, you know, well past the COVID pandemic, and I'm really, really grateful that even in the midst of such a trying time that just some incredible relationships are formed and will continue to grow.
We just got a text, Dr. Ezike, so sweet, funny, professional during COVID. You were funny, but you were also very sad. I mean, it was a great swing of emotions, and, you know, we saw how it had an impact on you during the briefings as well. That's got to be something that you'll always stay with, too.
And it also taught me an incredible lesson that, you know, being human and being real and showing the breadth of emotions that come with something so incredibly all-encompassing isn't necessarily a bad thing. So I've learned a ton through this just about how to relate to people and how people can embrace, you know, true emotion.
All right, let's go to Sinai Health System now. It's described as a safety net health system, the largest private one in Illinois. What does that mean to be a safety health net system?
Really, that it is about caring for people regardless of their ability to pay. It's about making sure that we understand that health care is a right, and whether you are partially insured, uninsured, or fully insured, that you will still get that care and the ability for you to live your best life. And so really grateful for what Sinai has been doing in the community for over a century, and just incredibly humbled that I am going to be able to be a part of the incredible legacy and really tackle those issues of health equity and all these social determinants that play such an important role in people's health.
So when you say privately, then so you're kind of like Cook County Hospital, but you're not publicly funded.
That's right. Not you know, there are, you know, some grants that come from the federal government and state government, but not in the same way that Cook County is. That's exactly right.
And so other hospitals turn patients away?
You know, there are places that we know will never turn you away based on your ability to pay. And definitely, proudly, I can say that Sinai is one of those institutions.
You mentioned, too, the fact that this isn't the way you fix things is not to wait for patients to come to the hospital, right? But for the hospital to go out into the communities where the patients live. I did actually a speaking thing at Sinai years ago, and the director of Cook County Health, I think, made the point that they study the emotional trauma that happens in a neighborhood where there is a gun incident. So they can track if there was a gun firing or gun shooting incident in this block, that it has a mental health impact on virtually the entire block. And I would imagine that's something you have run into, too, and something you will be working to address.
Yeah, obviously. And I think intuitively people would understand that that's the case. But when you actually have the researchers giving the data to support what intrinsically we would know to be true, it is very powerful. And so studying that, understanding that, and just understanding the full ramifications of all the things that people are enduring sometimes on a regular basis, you know, all of these things are really detracting from health. And so that's why those things are just as important as the doctors, you know, 20 or 30 minutes that you might have in the clinic addressing those issues, whether it's gun violence, whether it's racism, you know, economic opportunities, all of that play into health as well.
We're talking to Dr. Ngozi Ezike, the soon-to-be CEO and president of Sinai Health. Okay, so how does a hospital do that? How do you get into the community when it comes to mental health or gun violence or food deserts? I mean, I understand you want to encourage remedies for that, but how does a hospital system do that?
Well, Sinai is very special and unique in that their mission talks about not just serving the patients, but the communities. So they have an urban institute as part of the health system that is studying these things. They are offering classes to people in the community, job skills. Mental health is an important part of Sinai Chicago. They are one of the largest providers of mental health services to underserved communities. So they have already been working in this space for such a long time. And so, again, just so happy to continue to partner to continue these great efforts and really expand on them.
Listen, I was serious when I started. Thank you. I think I speak on behalf of millions around here. You were a steady and calming, but also an informing voice during a terrible time, and I think you'll probably never really know the impact you had on so many people. So I wish you well at Sinai. I know you'll be a great success, and thanks again. Be well, Doctor.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you, Steve.
All right, we'll talk again, I hope. Dr. Ngozi Ezike, soon to be the president and CEO of Sinai Health. Have you been following that the Johnny Depp trial? Ashley Banfield has. She's the host of Banfield on News Nation, 9 o'clock a weeknight. So we'll talk to her coming up on the other side of the news, and that's coming up from Lauren in just a minute or two.